Zvachim, Perek Yodad, Mishnah Beis 14.2, we are continuing to discuss the topic of Shechit and Nehala B'chutz, the prohibitions of bringing korbanos outside of the designated area in the Azara. And here the Mishnah is going to essentially say there are a number of exemptions where you're not allowed to offer these korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash in the Azara. But if you do, you'll be exempt from the Karis penalty. And the reason why is because these are all animals which are going to be totally invalid if offered inbounds. You would take them, even if you put them on the Mizbeach, you would take them off. And therefore, if you offer them outside the designated area of the Azara, you're essentially exempt from Karis. So the first list is all the list of these kind of permanent psulim. We had this back in the 8th Perek, and first mission there. We have Haroveya Vanirva, an animal that participated in bestiality. The Roveya is the animal is the male, and the Nirva is that the human being was the male. Vahamukze, an animal that's set aside for idol worship. Vehe ne'evad. Ne'evad is an animal that was actually worshipped as an idol. When it comes to the mukz and ne'evad, we should point out here, we're talking about animals that are kadshim kalim, because kadshe kadshim, once they've been consecrated for Hashem, they no longer can be made forbidden by setting aside for, you can't, if it's not yours, you can't worship it and make it aser, or set aside as a korban and make it aser. And once it's kadshe kadshim, it's considered to be mamon gavoa, it's Hashem, so to speak, property, not yours. But there is a machlokus, and this Tana is going with the shita that kadshim kalim is mamon bialim, the owner owns it, and therefore if he sets aside his own korban to be for idolatrous sacrifice, or he worships it, he would make it forbidden. Va esnan. Esnan is the wages paid to a harlot, a prostitute. But if you use the animal to pay it, the animal becomes invalid as a korban. V'mechir. Mechir means that you use it for payment, like as a barter to exchange for a dog. So I trade you this cow for this dog, so the cow becomes now forbidden. V'kilayim, the offspring of a goat and a sheep together, which is very uncommon, but it could happen. V'hatrefa, an animal, you know, that was injured in a way that it's going to, you know, has a mortal wound. Now it's pasul even b'dieved. Vayotzi dofen, an animal that was born essentially cesarean section, meaning was taken from the side of the mother. Sheikrivim b'chutz, if any of those animals are offered, either slaughtered or offered out of the Azara, that's a no-no. However, patur, one who does it is exempt from the karas penalty, because Shenemar, as the pasuk says, lifnei mishkan Hashem, we're talking about the iser of shechit and nehala b'chutz, which is a penalty of karas, only applies for things that are supposed to be lifnei mishkan Hashem, in front of Hashem's mishkan, his, you know, his home, so to speak. Kol she'enu roi levo lifnei mishkan Hashem, ein chayav en alav. Any offering which isn't fitting to be brought before the mishkan Hashem, because they're inherently invalid, so those, if one does bring them, he won't be liable to karas. Now, there's a question to be asked, which is, we just essentially had a different part of the same pasuk, the full pasuk, the first half of it, which we darshened in the previous Mishnah, where he had said, Vel Pesach ol moed lo heviu lahakriv korban Lashem. And already there we said, we're talking about things that should have been but weren't brought, El Pesach ol moed. Now we're darshing from the latter part of the pasuk, lifnei mishkan Hashem, things that are supposed to be, or that could be brought lifnei mishkan Hashem. So the question is, why isn't the drasha from the previous Mishnah sufficient for these as well? They also couldn't be brought El Pesach ol moed. The answer is this second part of the pasuk here, which our Mishnah is focusing on, is even when the animal, at the time it was consecrated, hukdash, to be brought as a korban, it actually was valid. It wasn't a roveh or nirvah and the like, but later on it became invalidated. So then it's the second part of the pasuk tells you, still now, if you offer it, you'll be exempt from karas, if you offer it out of bounds. So let's just go through the cases here, because they're not as simple as it sounds at first. So the roveh and the nirva and the mukta and the nevad are easy to understand, right? Because those are all situations where, essentially, when you were makdish the animal, it was totally legitimate. But after the fact, after it was consecrated to be, you know, the shlamim, then it was a roveh or a nirva or a mukta or nevad. Now, as far as the esnan, the mechir, the kilayim, and the yotzi dofen, I skipped trefa. Trefa is clearly like the same as roveh and nirva. The point is it became a trefa after it was consecrated. So those four are different. So when it comes to esnan and mechir, the wages to the harlot or for the trading for the dog, so those, there's a drasha, a separate drasha, which says if you, after you consecrate an animal, if you use it for esnan or mechir, it doesn't invalidate it. Okay? So therefore, That's not the case. Similarly, the kilaim and the treif, kilaim and the yotzi dofen, you have to ask, wait a second, how could it be that you consecrate it as a kilaim or yotzi dofen, and it's initially permitted, and then becomes forbidden afterwards, when kilaim and yotzi dofen talk about the way that they were born, right? They're born as a hybrid kilaim, or yotzi dofen was born as a cesarean section. So then how could there be a stage where you're consecrated, and then afterwards it becomes invalidated? You're invalidated from the outset. So those four cases are situations in which the mother of this animal was pregnant and the fetus of the animal was in utero. And at that point, it could have been brought through the mother being offered. But once it's born, it becomes forbidden. So in other words, the case would be essentially the esen and the mechir means that the harlot or the person trading the dog is promised, when this animal is born, then I'll give it to you as your wage or as a trade for the dog. So therefore, that restriction doesn't kick in until the animal is actually born. And similarly, the kilaim, same goes, not usher until it's born, and the trefa, and the yotzi dofen isn't restricted until it's born. Okay, so those are the cases. In all those cases, we said if one does offer him out of bounds, so then, although it's forbidden, the drusha is that lifnei mishkan Hashem, if it can't be brought lifnei, if it wouldn't, anyways, be brought to the lifnei mishkan Hashem, so then one would not be liable to karas. Okay, that's part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah is talking about different things. And we're going to start talking about balei mumin, animals that have blemishes, making them invalid, okay? So for sure, when it comes to balei mumin itself, everyone agrees you can't bring a balei mumin, a blemish animal. If you do put on the mizbeach, you have to take it off. And the truth is, there's two kinds of mum, there's two kinds of blemish. What's a mum kavua, it's never going to heal itself, and a mum over, a blemish that indeed might actually resolve itself, and the animal might become permitted again. So, for the second part of the Mishnah, we're going to essentially have a new machlokas. Rabbi Shimon is going to take the position, based on leaving from a pasuk, which is kind of complicated, I'll say in a moment, but the gist of what he's saying is, animals that are totally pasul now, even bidyavd, you take them off the mizbeach, so then for sure, you're not going to be liable for karas if you offer them outside of the designated place, out of the Zara, and the Chacham agrees, the machlokas there. The thing is that Rabbi Shimon holds there's another pasuk elsewhere, in Devarim, not in Vayikra Yudzayim, but in Devarim Yud Beis, which he darshans to say that animals that are forbidden now, but could be permitted later on, there's a separate losas, a separate generic prohibition about offering them on a outside of bounds, on a bum, on a private altar, outside the base of Mikdash. And if one does offer them, he's over a generic lav. Okay, so the Chacham are going to hold, they don't hold that drasha, and they hold, if you offer someone which is invalid, even if it could be valid later on, and you do it on an altar outside of the Zara, so then that's a no-no, but you're just exempt altogether. Rabbi Shimon holds, no, you're liable for a generic lav, and you could actually get malchus, you know, lashes, if you do it with Edom and Hasra, with the proper warning and witnesses. Okay, the drasha is kind of complicated. I'm going to say it very briefly here, and we're going to actually come back to this pasuk later on. Moshe Rabbeinu gives them a speech as they're going into Eretz Yisrael, and he says, listen, the rules are going to change for a little bit. Right now, we have a Mishkan, and people are not bringing in private altars. If you want to bring a korban, you have to bring it in the proper designated in the Mishkan. But for there'll be a period of 14 years during which they haven't yet come to what's called the Pasuk refers to as the Manucha, the place of resting, which is going to be Shiloh. For 14 years, the Mishkan sits in a place called Gilgal, but the people are essentially running around the country for 7 years doing kibush, conquering, and 7 years doing chiluk, a portion of the land. And in that time, for those 14 years, it is permitted to do bamos, to do private offerings, outside of the designated place. So that says the Chachamim, there's a some restriction. What's the restriction? The restriction goes on private, like korban yachid, a private person's offering, that's a chova, that's obligatory. That you can't do on Obama. Okay, and that's limited to that. But Rabbi Shimon learns from the drasha, he says, listen, it's not just, is Moshe Rabbeinu talking about this some subset which temporarily can't be brought but could be brought later, meaning private offerings that are obligatory, which can't be brought for 14 years but you could bring later. Rabbi Shimon says, there's, in general, animals that can't be brought now but could be brought later, if you bring them now, you're actually over a lav. Okay? That's the basic idea here. So, the Mishnah now is going to give three sets of examples where you have three kind of unrelated cases, if you will, where you have the potential to do something later on, but you do it now, If you do it now, it's invalid, but since you could have done it later and it might have been valid, therefore if you do it now, you're not over the Isser Karas of Ha'ala B'chutz of Vayikra 17, but you're over the generic prohibition of the lav of Devarim Yud Beis. Okay? So the Mishnah says inside here. So the first case is the Baal Mum. So Baal Mum, if it's a temporary mum, it's a Baal Mum over, it might change. So while you can't bring it now, you may be carrying it later. And that's why the Mishnah says inside, Bali Mumen, when it comes to blemished animals, Bain Bali Mumen Kavuin, whether the blemish is a permanent blemish, Bain Bali Mumen Overin, whether it's a temporary blemish, Sheikrivan Bechutz, if you offered out of bound, out of the Azara, Pater, you're exempt, because that animal is a Baal Mum, blemish, and it can't be brought. If you brought it, you take it off the Mizbeach. Possibly even Bidiyevin. Rabbi Shimon Omer Bali Mumen Kavuin Pater. He says, yes, it's true. If you bring an animal that's got a permanent blemish, it has three legs, it's not going to grow a fourth leg. Therefore, for sure, if you offer it out of bounds, out of the Azara, you'll be Pater from Karas. But Bali Mumen Overn, if it's a temporary blemish, which could resolve itself, and the animal could once again become permitted to be brought as an offering, if you bring that out of bounds, Overn below Sase, well, you're not over the Isser Karas of Ha'ala B'chutz, you're over this separate generic prohibition of lo sason kuchol asher, like the prohibition against doing something which could be done later on, beheter, which now is usher, the drasha of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, that's the first of the three cases that are like that. The second three cases which are like that meaning that it's puzzle now, even b'diev, but it could be kosher later on, therefore Rabbi Shimon holds there's a generic law against it. We're talking here about birds. Okay, so birds that are brought as offerings come in two basic varieties. You can bring a tur, which I'll translate here as a turtle dove, but the point is that it's a mature bird, or b'nei yona. These are like, you know, immature animals, baby animals. I'll translate yona here as a pigeon. So the point is immature pigeons. So it's either mature turtle doves or immature pigeons. And the definition of maturity is given elsewhere. It basically means that, you know, when they start to become mature, when the feathers around the neck start to turn kind of golden. Okay, so once that begins, the animals are too old to be brought if they are pigeons, if they're yona. You have to only bring b'nei yona once they hit, like, you know, I call it, you know, puberty of the animal. It's no longer permitted. And if it's going to be a tur, a turtle dove, it has to be fully mature. So it has to be that the neck, you know, the neck feathers have become golden. So if you bring them out of the proper time, they're possibly even b'dievet. The thing is, however, of course, that immature animals, if you just wait, the tur, which is currently invalid even b'dievet because it's immature, will become mature, and then it could be brought. And therefore, Reb Shimon holds that's the case where you'd be liable at least for a generic lav. So this is the Mishnah inside. Torim, if you have birds, turtle doves, shlohi giyaz manan, they haven't reached the mature age yet. Uvnei yona and baby pigeons, she'avar zmanan, that it's their time has passed, they've hit maturity, and therefore they're no longer valid as korbanos. She'krivim b'chutz, if you offer them out of bounds, then pater, you'll be exempt, you know, from the ha'ala b'chutz and getting karas, because anyways, if you brought it inside, you'd have to take it off the mizbech anyways. Rabbi Shimon, however, says, b'nei yona sh'avar zmanan pater. Yes, it's true if you take the baby pigeons, which have become now, you know, middle-aged pigeons, whatever, adolescent pigeons, and you bring them, for sure, you'll be exempt because they're invalid. But turim, a turtle dove, shulhigiyaz manan, which is currently not able to be brought, but if you'd wait, could be brought later when it matures, that below sasa, that you're over a generic prohibition from the Torah, the other prohibition of Devarim Yud Beis, of not to below sasa. Okay, the third case is, actually a little, there's a number of cases, we'll call it three, there's 3A and 3B, if you will. The first is called Osov Es Beno, and that is the prohibition against slaughtering a mother and a baby, cow, goat, sheep, on the same day. So that means if you've slaughtered an animal today, you cannot shecht its mother today also. Or if you slaughtered an animal today which has a child, you can't slaughter its offspring today. Although the pasuk refers to it as osova es beno, which sounds like, you know, masculine, the Ramban explains we're talking about the minim, the cows, goats, sheep. Those are the min, the species is like a masculine word. No, but we're talking about female mothers only, meaning, just make sure it's perfectly clear, the prohibition is slaughtering a mother and its offspring, whether a male or female offspring, on the same day. Okay, so that means you can shecht either the mother or the offspring, but once you shechted one, you can't shecht the other. So the second one that you shechted is pasul. And the next pasuk talks about animals which are brought when they're too young, what's called in the Mishnah here, mechusar zaman. Mechusar zaman means it lacks the proper time. The pasuk specifically requires that animals can't be brought in the first 8 days of their life. The pasuk says, Shor kesev o eiz kiva led. If you have a cow or a shor, whatever, cow, goat, sheep, which is born, vaya shivas yam tachas imo, it should be 7 days under its mother. Umiyom hashmini v'ha'ala yiratzel a korban. After, on the eighth day onwards, it can be offered as an effective korban. So the point is the first 7 days not, and the drasha connects that to the previous. So, well, the previous pasuk explicitly is just forbidding the slaughtering of a mother and its offspring the same day. This connect to this pasuk tells you that just as if you bring an animal its first 7 days of life, it's not valid as a korban, even b'di'evid, so too the mother who is slaughtered on the same day as its child, or vice versa, the second one cannot be brought even b'di'evid as a offering. Okay, so we're going to set up the same kind of thing over here, because both those cases, if you were to wait till the next day to slaughter the mother, or the offspring, the second, or if you'd wait till the eighth day to bring the little baby, it would be valid. Therefore, Shimon's going to take issue with those, and they're a generic love. Inside the Mishnah says, Osova es beno, if you have the case of the mother and offspring on the same day, umechusar zman, and also an animal which is not yet reached its 8 day old. The truth is that mechusar zman refers to two separate things. It means either the animal hasn't reached the proper time, meaning its 8 day, or the person who's bringing the animal hasn't reached his proper time. And that will elaborate in the next Mishnah. There are scenarios where you're supposed to wait, like till the 8th day to bring your offering if you're a Zav, or till the 41st day if you're Yoledes, and the like, so a woman who gave birth to a boy. Point is that if you bring it too early, you're not Yotzi, even by the Evid. So the Mishnah here says, Osov es beno, if you bring an animal which shouldn't have been a shechted today, but you could have shechted and brought it tomorrow, umuchusar zman, or an animal which is being brought prematurely, either because the animal is premature, it's on the 8th day, or that it's premature because the person has reached the deadline, the valid time to bring their offering, then pater, says the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, you'll be pater from kares, because this anyways will be pasul if brought on the Mizbeach inside. Reb Shimon Omer, Hareze below Sase, says no, since it's the generic principle here of if you wait till later, it could have been kosher, therefore, if you do it now, you're over a generic love, like we said before. Shai Reb Shimon Omer, now the Mishnah says the general principle, Kol Shu Roi Lavo La'achar Zman, Reb Shimon held any animal which could be brought later on, Hareze Belo Sase, Ve'en Bokaris. So he holds that there is a generic prohibition based on Vyakrit base there, excuse me, by Devar Mid base, like I said before, Ve'en Bokaris, but you don't have the Karis of Vyakrit Yadzain. V'cham Omrim, Kol She'en Bokaris, the Cham say no, if there's no Isser Karis, because not valid now, Ein Bo Belo Sase, there's no generic prohibition either. Halacha is like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Shimon.